We are almost at another grim milestone here in the U.S., 150,000 dead in this pandemic. And now a group of doctors, scientists, teachers, and nurses have published an open letter. It's addressed to America's decision makers. The message, shut it down, start over, do it right. Dr. Krutika Kupali signed on to the letter. She's an infectious disease physician, and she joins us from California. Dr. Kupali, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you all are calling for a nationwide shutdown again, non-essential businesses closed, restaurants doing only takeout, leave your home just to get food, medicine, fresh air. What is your core argument here?
Our core argument is that, unfortunately, the first time we did this, we didn't do it right. So with cases soaring again in the United States, record numbers of deaths going back up, we really need to consider shutting things down again and using this time to get things right again so we can do a reset this time. So we need to get testing right. We need to get contact tracing up and going. We need to get isolation and quarantine going so we can get things right for our country.
Are you convinced that this has to happen everywhere? Because, I mean, communities are so different, and there are some that are doing much better than others and not showing a spike in infections.
Yeah, that is a great point. No, we don't need to do this everywhere. We need to do this in places where things are not looking good. So, for example, I'm here in California, and our percent positivity is about 7.5% for the last 14 days, and cases continue to go up. So in California, it would be a great idea to consider this. And in other places like Texas and Arizona and Florida and other parts of the South, where we are seeing cases go up and deaths go up and hospitals at capacity and healthcare systems at capacity, we need to consider doing this because we know that this is going to continue to increase, and we need to try and preserve our healthcare systems rather than continue to put pressure on them so things don't continue to get worse. We need to try and break these chains of transmission.
Who will even regulate that, though? I mean, if you're talking about setting some kind of threshold to say that if you reach this mark statistically, you have to shut down, I mean, I presume someone at the federal level would have to tell different communities if and when they have to do this. And isn't that part of the problem that we have seen? You have governors, you have local leaders, and it's really been on them to make these decisions. So how would you change that?
Yeah, so ideally this would be coming from some sort of federal universal plan. We have not had that. So we need to put this at this point on the decision making of our local and state governments. The states are going to have to make these decisions to do these things. They need to do these to look out for the well-being of their public and try to get things reset for their own societies, because we're not getting that leadership and that guidance from the national government. You know, we are imploring in our letter to please ask the U.S. government to make these bold decisions that we need to make, to please step up and make them. We need to do this because the well-being of our public depends on it.
Isn't there, beyond convincing leaders, isn't there an issue of mentality? I mean, just the issue of face masks, for example. Aren't people so entrenched already when it comes to their views on that that it might be really tough to change their minds?
Yeah, we do need to try and work on education and engagement and communication when it comes to these types of things. I think that we do need to work really hard and changing the narrative when it comes to these things. We know non-pharmaceutical interventions work. So things like physical distancing and wearing face masks, those things are very important. And so trying to get people to understand that if we take these things up, it'll be very important.
Dr. Kupali, thanks so much.
Thanks.